There were more than 37,000 drunk driving attempts in the state prevented by the breathalyzer device. The device stops a person from starting their car if their blood alcohol content is above the legal limit. Frank Harris helped author the study. He says the number of attempts is both alarming and surprising.
People are still trying to drive drunk, even though they have a device in the vehicle preventing them from doing it. And again, it's remarkable in the sense that what if there was no interlock on these people's vehicle? They'd be on the road driving drunk, potentially killing or injuring somebody on Wisconsin roadways.
Harris says the interlocks can be used by people who haven't had any prior convictions and just want to be safe. The study credits the device for stopping more than 200,000 drunk driving incidents over the past 10 years. Ross Terrell, Wisconsin Public Radio.